13 people were killed when Russia unleashed nearly 160 missiles and drones on Ukrainian targets. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Ukraine says Russia fired a record number of missiles and drones, the most since the war began. Air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv, but there were targets elsewhere. Analysts say Russia has been stockpiling these weapons for massive strikes during the winter. Fighting along the front line is largely bogged down now by the weather.
The Ukrainian Air Force says the previous biggest assault was last November. Tens of thousands of Palestinians keep streaming into southern Gaza as Israel expands its offensive against Hamas. The BBC's Yolan Nell from Jerusalem.
The UN says that in Rafah, which is on the very southern border with Egypt, that in just the past couple of days, another 100,000 people are estimated to have turned up there. And already Rafah is the most densely populated part of the Gaza Strip, with hundreds of thousands of people who've gone there seeking shelter.
Gaza's health ministry says more than 21,500 Palestinians have been killed in the war and almost 56,000 injured. Maine is the second state to rule. Former President Donald Trump is ineligible to appear on its 2024 Republican primary ballot under the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. For now, he's back on the Colorado ballot after the state's Republican Party asked the Supreme Court to decide the issue. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
There is another pending matter in the United States Supreme Court based on the Colorado decision. So the United States Supreme Court could resolve this issue for all states at any point in time, and hopefully soon.
The surf's up in California, but in a dangerous way, CBS's Jared Hill explains.
A rogue wave crashing over the seawall in Ventura, swallowing a truck, sending eight people to the hospital. From Montecito to the Bay Area, waves as high as 40 feet are battering the West Coast.
These are epic surf conditions that we're looking at. We've got high swells. We've got waves coming in directions we're not used to them coming.
Evacuation orders have been issued for several communities as the surf surges past the beach and near homes, sending water pooling into neighborhoods.
Cities across the country are getting ready to ring in the new year Sunday night. Security is a major consideration, Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox.
We will have officers in abundance in and around the activities for first night for both day and evening.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents will meet again Friday morning. On Wednesday night, they fired UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao after they learned he was making online pornography. The Board of Regents will meet in closed session to discuss ongoing personnel matters and to talk with legal counsel about potential litigation. Young people of color are still going to prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues as they face the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin says he's not concerned about scoring points these days. He's concerned about playing defense.
I don't worry too much on the offensive end. There's going to be days where the ball doesn't fall, but I try to focus, you know, if we could continue to make progress on the defensive end because, you know, defense wins championship. It's a cliche, but it's true. You know, we got to be able to defend April, May, and June.
NFL New Year's Eve. It's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Running back A.J. Dillon was at his locker with a cast on his broken right thumb, and I asked him him if he's ready for the crowd noise inside that Viking stadium.
It's an awesome atmosphere we're going to be going into. Sunday night football, it's everything that we want is kind of right there for us. So this is what you kind of look forward to when you grow up playing football, these types of games.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering clouds this morning, and then it will become mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 for a high today. The wind, northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37. Could see a few light snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what?
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on our last show of the year.
Right.
On New Year's Day, by the way, we got a great best of coming together. I'm not saying that Jim and I were great, but I'm just saying that Todd did a great job at finding the best stuff.
He's great. So anyway.
Surprised he found enough to fill in a whole show in 6 months.
It was a little tough.
Yep. Maybe a lot tough. By the way, this segment is, of course, donated to Mr. Mark Hewson of Bellin Sports Medicine, who's been with us from pretty much day one. Mark, you know, we celebrate our six-month anniversary the other day.
It seems like it's 6 years, John.
Thank you, Mark.
I feel the same way.
Buddy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I've got a bad cold, and so does Jim.
Go
ahead, guys.
We blame each other for catching the cold.
No, we don't. No. This went Todd to Jim to me, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. True, Todd?
No.
What?
Because I came in on Wednesday. Remember last Wednesday?
Yeah.
You were gone.
Yeah.
You were on with Otis.
Yeah.
Jim came in. Frank was here. Frank Hermans.
Okay.
And Jim was doing this all morning.
Let's blame, that's where it started.
Okay, let's blame Frank. Then we can all agree.
Okay, well, Frank.
All right, Frank.
Yeah, okay. Way to spread it, Frank.
All right.
Hi, Mark.
Mark, Happy New Year to you.
Hey, thank you guys, and Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna jump on and run away. You know, the biggest thing that we can all probably do better, hand washing.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but I think just hand washing, and I'll tell you another thing that makes so much sense. You know, when we're in the bathroom and we have a paper towel, I wish that baskets would be by the door, because dry your hands off and now they're clean. Grab the door handle and throw the towel away.
Oh.
But don't, you know, then put your hands on your face and then go to the door and maybe spread them back to the door handle. It's just one of those things of the more we can do to, you know, keep everyone safe and healthy, and it is going around, you know.
Can I add one more to that? I thought about this the other night when I was at a local grocery store, and I was going in, a lady was coming out. She said, "Hey, do you want to use my cart?" And I took it, and I was thinking to myself, you know, she's got a bad cold or something. I'm touching what she's been touching for the last 20 minutes. I would think shopping carts would be that way too, wouldn't you?
You know, they probably are, John, but if you probably go to a lot of places, they've got the carts, but they've probably got a cleaner that's right there. Just a matter of wiping down the handle, wiping down things, and then you move on.
But we've gotten a little lackadaisical since COVID. In COVID, man, my wife, and I was pretty good about that, but everything was wiped down, and washing hands, and nobody really got sick. I don't want to say nobody got sick because, you know, 900,000 people died.
True, though, yeah.
But I mean, we were really cautious back then. Those 2 years, I mean, we went through more of those sanitation.
I mean, didn't the health places say that the case of people walking with flus and bad colds and everything were way, way, way down?
So, and I think we probably, I don't know, maybe we've lost a little bit of that. We were so tenacious on everything during COVID, and we got to maybe get back to that a little bit more.
You know, you're right, Jim. You know, but even in healthcare, you know, I mean, we're all humans. So, you know, you hit this last spring and summer, and, you know, people talk about COVID. COVID was probably around, but it was so little. You know, we weren't having a test. People weren't getting sick. Now, all of a sudden, people are getting sick again. We have holidays. People get together, and some people choose to get together maybe when they shouldn't, you know. But this kind of goes back. It's a reminder of, like, you know, I think even years ago, and even trust us, we're not good. We're not always the best in healthcare. We would try to come in and work through a flu or work through a cold. Sometimes you have to sit there and say, you know what, stay home. Just get healthy, you know. And but we all in our society, we all feel like, oh, I got to push through this. And, you know, yeah, there are colds. But sometimes you have to be just smart and say, you know what, this isn't smart for me to go in.
And, Mark, what about pushing through with workouts? You know, I signed up for this personal trainer. I'm supposed to go there today, as a matter of fact. I mean, could I push through it? I don't know, maybe. I'm more concerned about getting other people sick, quite honestly. But is this a good thing to do to work out, even though we're sick? Let's say it's a home gym or something, or you just do your exercises in the house?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to kind of look at it as you as an individual. If it's a mild cold, yeah, you can probably, you know, still work out. If it's moderate, severe, you got fevers, you're throwing up, you're, you know, you got a bad cold, you are just worn down. It's best just to, you know, get rest, get healthy. You know, even if you're not going to lose that much if you skip one or two days. And I know, you know, we're going in the new year and we want to push on. We want to lose weight. We want to eat healthy. We want to do these things. But you have to kind of judge for yourself. But sometimes working out, when you already have a fever, already have a cold, you're already brought down, you may be hurting yourself rather than helping yourself.
I saw a thing one time, Mark. I read it, maybe like Men's Health or something like that, where it's like, if it's from your neck up, it's not so bad, you can work out. If it's from your neck down, take the time off. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, and what it's kind of talking about is if it's just maybe up in your sinuses, you may be able to, you know, go a little bit further, but if you start involving your chest, your lungs, your heart, now you're taxing those a little bit more. You're making them work harder. And if they're already trying to work harder to cure you because you've got a fever, because you got a bad cold, that's what they're trying to just say, hey, you got to slow down. So, you know, that's the reasoning behind it. You know, if you feel worse after you get done, I'd probably say, you know what, maybe that wasn't a good idea. Likely you're not going to die from that one day, but it's like, hey, maybe the next day or two, back off a little bit.
Can you hurt yourself by working out when you're not feeling good? I mean, can you do more damage to your body? Can you make the cold worse, I guess, is or whatever it is that you have? Can you make it worse?
Probably not going to make it worse. You're probably just not going to help yourself out.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, if you have a fever, your body is trying to fight off why you have a fever. So, you know, you're taking those resources away, and, you know, so it may just delay you a little bit, you know. And sometimes it's easier, guess what, lay in bed. Maybe try some sit-ups, push-ups, doing things that you aren't going to maybe tax your body for 30 minutes or an hour, going outside, getting bundled up. It's cold already, and now you got a fever, and now you're trying to battle through that. It's just using your head. It's using probably common sense, you know. I mean, if you got a fever that's over 100 and a bad cold, guess what? Stay in bed, but also stay away from others.
Right.
All right. That's good advice. Yeah. And what you guys do, and we're here with Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. Yeah. You tell us not to do sit-ups and push-ups when we're sick. We can't even do them when we're healthy. So easy with us.
Well, we're trying to be really careful to not hurt ourselves more. But
I knew you were coming on today because you are one of our great guests on Weekly. You must have been pretty impressed with the, they did the top 10 stories of 2023. And you would think with, this has to do with you, not you personally, but your industry. You would think with, you know, the war, with the you know, the economy, just a lot of things that happened. The number one story, this is Scripps News, was the guy from Buffalo.
DeMar Hamlin.
Oh, DeMar. Okay, yeah, the Bills.
Number one story, and they gave so many kudos to you
the
guys.
Trainer and everything.
Trainers,
yeah.
Sports medicine, paramedics. Yeah. Is like, I think that's amazing. That
hey, Mark, 30 years ago, that guy might have died on the field, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, so I'll give you a quick short story with that. You know, I was privileged, and I think this is it was great to see what the Green Bay Packers did. Because the Green Bay Packers were very quick, within a day or two, to step up. And I was part of a team from Bell and Health, and we gave away 80 automatic external defibrillators. These are devices that if someone has a cardiac arrest, that you can shock someone. And we did that for people in Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan. What a great story. The Packers donating over $100,000. This wasn't something they had to do. They chose to do.
Right.
So it was awesome to have Mark Murphy, Chris Wileski, our president, support this initiative because we need more of this. You know, and yes, John, if there's not a defibrillator out there, by the time that guy gets, you know, maybe even inside, if they could do something or to a hospital, you know, he may be have passed away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they have those at high schools a lot of times now for the referees. You know, not only spectators, but referees have collapsed during games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it happened in our own backyard in Green Bay.
Yep.
Just a few years ago. I think there was another one maybe down in Manitowoc or Two Rivers. this isn't about the athletes all the time.
Yep.
Like you just said, it's for a referee. It's for the – and I used to say grandparents. It could be for a parent that's – 40 years old, but has a cardiac incident, gets excited, and needs to be shocked. And having those there, right, you turn them on, they're almost foolproof. They walk you through. You do not have to be scared.
Yeah, and I think that was why that was the number one story, was the ripple effect that had. I mean, obviously this guy, they saved his life, but just the
awareness.
$10 million.
And then it brought up the awareness of how important this is.
And they have these in schools and just,
yeah.
And I think people have talked about it. So I think that's great that, Taylor Swift, and there was a lot of great stories that happened. I mean, she made $1 billion and of course Elton John retired, but they had all these stories of 2023 and it's like, you know, commercial after commercial till you finally get to the number one story. But I just thought it was really appropriate that, that was the number one story of 2023 because it was such a positive story in the end.
Mark, how big of an advance in the years you've been in the business from where you were day one to where you are right now, the greatest achievements that you've seen in sports medicine?
Oh, greatly. I mean, everything from, you know, I mean, it's having those, you know, units like an AED or having an MRI or what we can do with a scope. Healthcare has changed and people continue to push to say, hey, how can we do this better, quicker, safer? We want to make sure we take care of people and be preventive rather than be reactive.
Well, we've only got 60 seconds, Mark. Give somebody a good tip. Everybody gets all fired up for the new year.
Oh, yeah.
Get in shape, do whatever. Give us one tip.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one, are you healthy to do it? You know, and a lot of people aren't healthy enough, but it doesn't mean you can't go out and slowly walk. It doesn't mean that you can't do these things daily. Just don't go out and try to do it all in one day. Because guess what? You're probably going to become sore, and then you're going to say, forget it. I'm not going to do this. I think the other thing, which is just as easy, and this includes myself, and if my wife was sitting there, she'd be laughing, it's nutrition. It's like, you know what? Maybe that third donut, or don't have...
Oh, all right.
You know, it's taking everything in moderation.
Awesome.
Great.
Mark Rodge, I thank you for being with us these past 6 months. Hope you have a phenomenal new year and hope to see you again next year.
Happy New Year, Mark.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
This is...
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The highlight of today, Mike Clemens. What's all going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've sure enjoyed listening to you. I listen to, you know, WGBW pretty much all day, and your updates are always spot on. How you feeling about, can I just jump to Minneapolis? How you feeling about this game?
There'd be some challenges because I think the Vikings' defense is pretty good. And, you know, the Packers had a lot of trouble with them, but the Packers were a different team. Jordan Love was a different team when they lost
right
at home 24-10. And, you know, there's something going on with the Packers defense and the secondary. And I'm thinking, you know, when they traded Rasul Douglas, they came out playing tougher, and they put in Carrington Valentine, a rookie, and Corey Ballantyne at the other corner, a guy that they had been in four or five different teams. He's 27 years old. I had a good talk with him a couple of weeks ago. Smart guy. And they won four out of their five, you know, games right then.
Wow.
And then, you know, they got Jair Alexander back into a game. He'd been out 6 weeks with this mysterious shoulder injury. And then came this, you know, Jair Alexander suspension, which, you know, has rocked the team. We've been in there now 2 or 3 days, Jim, and they're all hiding. They don't want to talk.
But I don't know.
They don't want to have to be asked, what do you think about Jair Alexander and being suspended? So I don't know what to make of it right now.
I think that's the best move of the Packers. I think that's the best move the Packers could have made, but I wish it had been Matt LaFleur who stepped up and faced the music and say that I suspended him. Because I think Matt LaFleur really has a long ways to go to command respect from that football team. I think it started with Aaron Rodgers, the way Aaron Rodgers just was treated him like dirt on the sidelines. And at some point, I think Matt LaFleur should have put his foot down and said, Jair Alexander, you're sitting down. It's my decision to make. If the organization doesn't like it, they get a new head coach. I wish LaFleur had done that. He needs to show a few more stones.
In other words, they should have done it on the plane home.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Right. No question.
And Mike, you before know, you comment, I want to hear what you have to say because you cover the Packers. You cover all sports. But, I mean, that was out of line what he did. And I just want to tell you that our listeners really agree with Mino on this. They really think this guy, and this was before he got suspended.
Right.
You called him out the next day. But what's your read on that whole thing?
This happens. He runs out on the field during the coin toss, which he shouldn't. And, you know, team captains and all that and being out there for the toss, I mean, it's almost kind of like Cub Scouts. But you know something? It means something to these players.
Absolutely.
And those three players that had been picked, one from defense, offense, and special teams, they'd worked to get there.
Yep.
John, do you know why LaFleur did not have guys vote for team captains during training camp this summer? Do you know why?
No.
Because there weren't any leaders on the team.
Yeah, exactly. Great point.
There still aren't.
Yeah.
You know, and you know the biggest vocal leader on that defense? You traded him.
Yeah. Douglas.
Rasul Douglas.
Yeah. And I don't care what anybody says.
It's so young.
Yeah.
And you know, Jair Alexander could step up and be that guy at $21 million a year,
right,
who calls himself the best corner in the NFL, but that's not his deal. He's the jokester.
Yeah.
He's the class clown, and, you know, it got to a certain point, and then he pulls that, when in fact they need him to be mature and take the sunglasses off,
yep,
you know, and the championship belts and be serious. Be serious.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So that's part of the problem.
You know, going into a ball game like this, and obviously the Packers, you know, are still alive. The one thing I found in covering the Packers over the years, sometimes when they seem, I don't want to say desperate, but at their lowest point, sometimes they rebound with their best performances. When other times I've seen them, like last year against the Lions, I thought, oh, man.
Easy.
They're going to the playoffs, and they just lay an egg that's unbelievable. So, I mean, who knows what could happen this week? I mean, it could all stay alive.
You know, and you've got this streak now where some of these quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield has a career day, and Tommy DeVito, you know, fill-in quarterback out there, the New York Giants, who since has been benched.
Yeah. Carolina.
They have these great days.
Yeah.
You know? And then Bryce Young toward the end of that game. That ended up being his best game of the season.
Ever.
Come along. He's a
number
one pick. But you know, that stuff, the stuff over Joe Barry is hanging over his head. So that's a real question mark as to where these guys are at. Rashawn Gary, that guy could be stepping up right away and sort of become the leader. Hadn't been around for 2 days.
Yeah, and you know what I don't understand? And going back to Bakhtiari even, it's like, when did players decide they couldn't play or they were too hurt to play? When did that never happened years ago. And I'm not even talking about the Lombardi. I mean, like 2-3 years ago, if a guy was cleared to play, he played. He had to play. There was no choice.
When they make $21 million a year, they don't report to the team anymore. They report to their agents.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. That's the honest truth. It's unbelievable. I mean, Bakhtiari, he was never put on IR as far as because he just decided he couldn't play. Alexander,
yeah,
same
but, you
type
know,
of thing.
We've had long, long conversations with him. And I'm telling you, and the team, you know, Goody was satisfied with all the ups and downs and ins and outs of David Bakhtiari and that knee and the four surgeries. The guy, you know, at the end of the day, there was this final surgery, which he has now had, which they said, you know, we could go in there and do that, too, while we're in there. But they said, you know, that's going to be a longer recuperation. And Bakhtiari's like, no, I want to get back on the field, you know, in 9 months. Okay, all right. And that's what he was thinking, you know, because he had Aaron Rodgers there. He didn't want to miss a year. He wanted to be there for his guy. And 3 surgeries later, they decided, you know what, if we'd done that, and I probably would have missed most of the, or at least the start of the next season, he'd still be playing.
How much fun bet he's with the Jets next year?
I don't know. You know, I watched that game last night, and as Robert Saleh was sitting there and watching the Browns run up and down the field and put up like 30 points in the first half, he was like, you know what? When Aaron went down 4 plays into the first game, this quarterback, Joe Flacco, was still sitting home mowing the lawn and playing with the kids.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing what he's been doing?
I screwed around with Zach Wilson all those weeks.
Yeah. Incredible. Well, Mike, we got to send it to a quick break here, but give us a quick prediction on how this season's going to play out.
They're going to win both.
Okay.
Really?
They're going to win both. They're going to beat the Vikings. They're going to beat the damn Bears at home, and they're going to get a playoff game. How's that?
I like it.
Happy New Year. We'll take it.
Absolutely.
We'll have you back.
Because you know what? That keeps me employed.
There you go.
Hey, Mike.
Us too.
Mike, I got to ask quick. How far back do you go with covering the Packers?
1982.
Okay. So I was going to say, we were talking about that, about what it was like being a sportscaster.
Right.
Back when they were eliminated by Thanksgiving. What it was like going into that locker room in those days.
Oh, I know what that's all about.
Well, I hope you're right. And I think, you know, I'm just hopeful. I think it's going to be a fun couple games to watch. And, they're a young group. Everybody says that, but that's not an excuse. You know, they got to get out there and win.
Well, so, you know what?
Jordan Love lights them up.
Hey, right,
US Bank Sunday night.
Mike, one last quick thing. For as much, I don't want to say abuse because it's self-earned on the part of Joe Barry, people need to start talking about Tom Clements, what an amazing job he's done with that young quarterback.
Well, we'll do that in more of our reports.
That All sounds right. great. Mike Clements, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, buddy.
Happy
take care.
Year,
have
Mike.
A great Happy New Year to you, Mike. Mine on the Mayor, coming up next. Christy and the glam band lead man, Dennis, back after this.
You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing. Now that ain't working.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. At least 18 people are dead after Russia unleashed the biggest air assault on Ukrainian targets of the entire nearly two-year war. The BBC's James Waterhouse.
This morning, there were three very loud, very powerful explosions. We, like so many others across the country, headed to the shelter below. This is a coordinated attack by Russia. There is no doubt about that.
Israel is expanding its war against Hamas, moving into central Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell.
The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 86 people were killed in the strike on Al-Maghazi refugee camp in central Gaza. Israel says it used the wrong type of munition.
There are warnings along parts of the California coast about dangerous waves. Justin Shore is with San Francisco Fire.
These are epic surf conditions, high swells. We've got waves coming in directions we're not used to them coming. Even the most seasoned swimmer and surfer, this is dangerous water.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Cole's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Kohl was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
A few lingering clouds this morning, and then it will become mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 for a high today. The wind, northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37. Could see a few light snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Happy Holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And a few guys, too.
I'm sure.
Hello, Dennis.
Dennis, congratulations.
Thank you, everybody.
Not on your success with the glam band. We've all seen you, and we love seeing you, the energy you bring to your shows. But you're engaged.
Yeah, something happened along the way.
That's awesome.
Thank
you. Are you sure that's a good move? And I don't mean this because I've met your fiance. She's a beautiful, lovely, wonderful person.
Deanne is fabulous.
No, but here's the reason I said that. It's funny it says, I just read a
sweating
big biop thing on Buddy Holly. Okay?
Yeah.
And when Buddy Holly got engaged, his manager was so mad that they announced it publicly because there's kind of a thing for all the ladies in the audience or whatever still thinking, I might have a chance.
Right.
So his manager was really mad at Buddy Holly. So would you say that's the end of your career?
Jeepers. What career?
Johnny's, you didn't run this through marketing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, well, you know.
And we're your marketing directors.
Yes.
Surprise!
I'm finding this out.
Boy, I got to tell you something, though. You guys killed at 38 Special. Killed.
Wow.
You guys came out. I've seen you four times. You guys came out with a different kind of energy that night. Mm. No disrespect. You guys put 38 Special to shame.
I appreciate you. Thank you for saying that.
True.
I think he's not the only one that said that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people
incredible.
That's you guys bring good energy to the party. And
Thank you.
I've said that many, many times. And 38 Special, they get the name.
Right.
But,
these guys were. But if somebody walked in out of the blue and said, which one sold 28,100 records versus who's more of the local, it'd be vice versa.
But that has happened before where the opening act has trumped the main act.
They really did.
I can't think of the guy's name.
Well, Christy, this is your segment.
Oh,
yes. Take it away.
So we have Christy and Dennison, and we're going to talk about, this has got to be quite a plethora of things because this is not only a great weekend coming up, but it's New Year's Eve weekend. So what's all going on?
You are.
Every day. So, good morning, guys. Tonight, December 29th at Epic Event Center. And by the way, Jim, so Mark Scogan does listen, and he is a huge fan of trying to listen to you say the address of his venue. Okay?
Yes.
So where is it located? 2351.
Holmgren.
Look at that.
I did. I'm working on it, Mark.
John?
That was still not good.
John, you missed it.
We're the Epic Event Center.
Say it again. The
Epic Event Center, which is a great thing, seats 2,000 people.
Yeah, what's the name of the street?
Great sight lines. It's right off Cormier.
2350.
That's it.
It is true.
2351.
He ain't lying.
Can't say it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Cormier.
Cormier.
It's right off of Cormier.
Holmgren. All righty. So the doors open at 7 p.m. and the show is at 8 p.m. Performing live is Zach Sabbath. Okay, with the Native Howl, and tickets are still available. They're $30 to $60. And what is Zach Sabbath? People may ask, especially you, Jim. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay, it is a black cover band that started in the 2014. It's best known lead guitarist was Ozzy Osbourne. You know him, right?
Zach Wilde, the guitar player, longtime guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne's band.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Doing Zach Sabbath tribute. It's amazing. They're
very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rob Nicholson, he plays a bass guitar, and he also played with Ozzy and Rob Zombie. So
cool. They're
a huge part of the Black Label Society. So, and then New Year's Eve. So Sunday, December 31st, because my days are totally screwed up this week. Seven Dust will be performing with 10 years, Burden of the Sky Encore. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the show is at 8 p.m. There are still some tickets available, and they're $35 to $55.
That's at Epic as well.
Yes, and that's Sunday for New Year's Eve. So they'll have champagne, a big midnight toast, and all that fun stuff.
Great.
On Holmgren Way.
Yes. Yeah. Right off Cormier.
People will never forget. And Seven Dust is an American rock band formed in Atlanta, Georgia. The Grammy nominated. It's a great, great band to see, okay? And then another event happening around downtown Green Bay, our buddy Frank. Yes, Let Me Be Frank Productions, A Frank's Christmas. That is tonight at 7:30 p.m. Doors open 6:30, and they're having another show on the 30th, 7:30 p.m. Again, doors open at 6:30. For that show, the tickets are $38 a piece. Where it's right at the Meyer Theater downtown. Cannot say enough good things about that show.
Do we have free tickets for that to give away?
I personally don't.
Okay. Do we, Todd?
No.
Do we have something for Frank's to give away, though? No,
for next year, Johnny. They gave us tickets for the next year's shows, but the ones that we had for 2023 are gone.
Okay.
Yeah, fabulous show. If you guys haven't seen it, I highly suggest it.
Absolutely.
And then I just want to give a shout-out. While you are in downtown Green Bay, be sure to check out our gorgeous City Deck Landing, okay? It is all lit up and spectacular. There are fun photo ops. You can stop in to see our beautiful waterfront market. It is 401 North Washington Street, Suite 107. If you need to get any of your party favors, we have the biggest selection of white and red wines. We have a huge assortment of champagnes and Prosecco. You can come and just get all your New Year's Eve party goods at the Waterfront Market. Also, besides wines, beers, liquors, domestic import, we have craft. We have vodka, rum, and all your bourbons, a bunch of stuff. But just remember, and on behalf of Stay Deck Landing, just drive safe and be safe this New Year's Eve. We just want to make sure we
I want to put a plug in for the lights on the City Deck Landing.
Yeah.
I mean, Johnny, you live here, but
when
I mean,
you're coming over the bridge, either the Walnut Street or the other one, and you look over there from bridge to bridge, it's spectacular.
And to come down, there's some great photo op places, not just by the I Love Green Bay sign, but you walk down a little bit further, that kind of igloo thing, and there's just a lot of cool things. It's family friendly, and then to stop in and maybe grab something to eat or go to the market, there's just a lot of, this is a cool place to, you don't have to have a destination in mind. Just come down and enjoy the environment.
And you want to talk about some spectacular pictures. Christy, I think you may have taken some, but my buddy John David, who's a good friend of ours, he's getting big to be a professional photographer. He took some of the Alpina coming through the other night.
My favorite ship.
That was incredible.
I love those. That's our favorite ship. And it's all lit up for Christmas. Whoever decorated that, it's just amazing.
Yeah,
beautiful. We love to watch that. But yeah, you know, and shop and support your small local businesses. And while you're out, I mean, check out the lights and the photo ops. It's a great time. So.
I was going to say the same thing, Jim, on the drive-in this morning. It's just spectacular.
It is.
You know, it's a great, the walkway right along the river. Yeah. Bring your family, take some pictures along by the tree. Stop in at the City Deck Landing for a you know, warm drinky drink or something. And
whoever came up with that idea of having a City Deck walkway
this
type of thing. This
Jim,
guy right
Jim
here.
Schmidt.
This
that
guy.
Was, that was his
it's
idea.
Right here.
But
this
we need,
guy.
But it needs to be promoted, not just at Christmas and in the summer and July. It needs to be promoted every, that we got $13 million into that thing. And, you know, no tax dollars, mind you. It was grant money and some TIF money. But
that's beautiful.
And Shopko, of course, when they were here, they were terrific with donations, as was WPS. But what I want to say is, Johnny, we built that. And we called it the City Deck because a deck is kind of a place where you hang out. And we just need to do more venues. You could have art things going on there. You could have, put a gondola down there with fireballs on. And there's just, they do that in Providence. No, they do. There's some very cool stuff that we could and should be doing to capitalize on that because people like being with people. And something that we have that the suburbs or maybe Tinseltown doesn't have is water.
We got water.
Right.
And history.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree.
And when Hagemeister's isn't having their outdoor bands and all that good stuff, I mean, there's a lot of small local businesses that depend on the foot traffic to come in. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, support your small local businesses and get out there.
I think, John, with your connections, you should be able to get a hold of some people, like at the Hallmark Channel or something, and having people come down and shoot some episodes down there. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Bring the tear to my eye.
He's connected.
Or maybe
no, I'm trying to find out if this is a subtle shot at me.
Oh, hey. What do you think,
Todd?
Man. No.
Which way is that going, Todd?
It's all love, brother.
I wasn't sure. But
it's all love. It's all, you heard it. You heard him. It's all love.
All love.
All right. So we're going to the nuptial now, or are you going to wrap up? Where
that's
we go?
All I've got.
All right. So,
I'm still sweating talking about it.
And then we've got a few minutes here. I want to hear that. But then, I don't know if you've been listening, but Johnny and I and Todd are doing New Year's resolutions because that day is coming up. And I'm not going to put you on the spot, but we're going to put you on the spot. We have a personal.
Welcome back.
We have a personal resolution. We have a family resolution, a work resolution, and a community resolution. So the community for me is the pasties, and you guys are going to help sell those February 3rd and 4th we talked about that.
Yes.
But, personal, you might want to go through with the marriage.
Well, that's one thing.
You have to get marriage counseling before you.
What was that question just now?
Don't you
are
have
you to go through with the marriage?
You know what
they say? If you don't succeed, try again.
He got engaged. Okay. I want to see this through. So anyway, let's talk about what's going on first.
By the way, I just got text. The glam band should rock downtown Green Bay.
Absolutely.
We were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. We have some big plans in store.
I've got some ideas, brother. We'll talk.
We got to take it upon ourselves.
But look, the glam band is the top shelf, but there's other smaller venues that you could do that to support it. It doesn't have to be, you know, this grandiose thing. You could do some small quintets, street corners. There's some great things you can do with piano things. There's just a lot that could happen that should happen. And
What if we did a year anniversary show out there? Okay. Right, for Mine on the Mayor, end of June. We get the glam band out there. We invite all the listeners down, the entire community, blah, blah, blah. Have a big party to celebrate.
Right
here with
you guys. After the ping pong ball drop, Johnny.
Yeah, right after that.
Yeah, Dennis, do you know about that?
With a new Bart Starr Plaza sign.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. We'll dedicate that day, too.
I like
there's
you
a
go.
Lot going on.
Absolutely.
This is going to be a heck of a year. I can't
bring
wait.
In Bart Starr Jr.
Right.
And all of that. Absolutely.
Well.
And Dennis. So, all right, what's going on outside Green Bay?
Well, I could tell you. Well, it seems like I did a lot of looking around, folks, and it seems to be that the primary thing is what's happening New Year's Eve, you know, with music and what have you. And, you know, I took the low-hanging fruit because it's the holidays, friends, let's be honest. But New Year's Eve, there's a bunch of shows going on. Waverly Beach in Menasha is a fantastic place. They spent a lot of money in upgrades to that place.
Yeah.
Road Trip and Bad Habits is playing there. Nice. They have a $1,000 cash balloon drop at midnight.
Oh, nice.
So if you can stay on your feet long enough, hey, there's a chance for you.
I don't know if many people from Green Bay go to Waverly, but when I lived in Appleton, it's like, oh my gosh, this is ever a cool place.
It's already done.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
You should try it.
It's fantastic.
For sturgeon spearing and whatnot, it's beautiful.
That's right. That's one of the way stations.
They do weddings and whatnot.
Right.
The food's good.
They promote that. They have.
Yeah.
Yep, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. The owner from that lives in Green Bay. So,
big place, too.
Yeah, it's
huge.
Beautiful.
Swell fella. I can't say enough good things about the owner of the place. He's
cool.
A great fella. The Spicy Thai Band is playing at the 10th Frame. If you've ever been downtown, the 10th Frame downtown, I should say downtown, it's Wisconsin Avenue, just a hairball's north of downtown. They put a lot of money into an upgrade, too, to their facilities. And so Spicy Thai Band is a big show band. You know, and they're fitting in that place as well. So the place is called the New Kingpin's Lodge Party Room.
Sounds
and whatnot.
Fun.
So those friends of mine, the Spicy Thai Band, they're awesome. There's more to that. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
How do you guys come up with band names? Like Spicy Thai, I like that.
Different.
I know. Where do people come up with their band names? I always wondered that.
That's a good question. You have to get a hold of the guy. I know a guy who can hook you up with.
I know a guy.
My people can talk to your people.
Oh, yeah,
we
I
can make
people.
This happen.
How'd you come up with Glam Band?
I just work here, guys, to be honest with you.
They like glitter.
The whole thing started on a lark anyway, so they came up with a name. It was just, how do you describe what it is? Like, simply that. It's just simply that.
Glamorous.
You know? Yeah, it's just almost like, you know, generic beer. Remember back in the day, you just
absolutely.
Said beer on the can?
Yep.
The Glam Band. Well, yeah, it was kind of, I think it was just that, just to have something to put out there for promotional purposes. Yeah.
We know that's funny because that's actually happened with movies. Eric Siegel, he wrote the screenplay, or he wrote the book, Love Story. Okay. And when it first went through a publisher, people would just write, what you know, murder mystery, whatever, whatever. And somebody just wrote down Love Story. All right. So somebody thought that was the name and that stuck.
Right.
And it was just from some like a secretary literally went through it and just wrote down the love story and boom.
I never know.
Really, true story.
Yeah. I think people would be surprised at how many of those names came up with.
Just like, from the moment without trying too hard.
Just sitting around a table, having a few drinks. Let's do it. You know, and everybody thinks you got to spend $60,000, $80,000 on market research and test market things. People don't
exactly.
do that. They're like, this is what we want to do, and let's run with it.
Yep.
And it's the product that sells, and which is the Glam Band, which is a great name, too, by the way. I just want to say that I think sometimes people spend so much time on picking a name. Just something that feels right.
Do you guys worry at all that it'll turn out like the Beatles when they would do a concert and you really couldn't hear the Beatles because everybody in the audience was singing so much? You guys, it's kind of like that with you guys right now.
That happens sometimes if we're using somebody else's gear. You know, and if we're using monitors, for example, at Epic or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so as a matter of fact, I got a story about Epic, you know, on a show with 38 Special. In the middle of it, like four or five songs in, they had their, what do you want to call it, their radio frequencies. They turned them on for their inner monitors.
Yeah.
What that did is overrode ours because their power is so big.
Aww.
I had to take my monitors out of my ears, and I had to go hear what was in my head for like five or six songs. I'm not saying that they tried to do anything to us.
No.
Just saying that they
felt overshadowed.
Wow.
Just saying something happened.
But you guys were amazing that night.
Thank
just
you, brother.
Amazing. We're going to set a quick break. Christy, you guys stick around.
Stick around.
Yeah. Wrap this up. Back after this.
You're listening.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. Getting ready to wrap it up for the year 2023. Been on the air for 6 months. Enjoyed almost every single day.
Fabulous. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
What was that? What was the Hercules thing? I don't know what that is.
Come on.
No, what movie?
It's just I'm just full of excitement.
Okay, that's what professor. It
is. Ah, okay. Christy's Weekend Report with Dennis from the Glam Band.
And we kind of covered what's going on. And people need, you need to get out and celebrate. I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's so much ringing the new year in or getting rid of the last year, although I had a great year this year. I mean, it was nice.
It was great. It's been a great business.
I got a new job at the community shelter.
Yeah, it doesn't have to involve alcohol. You can. You know what I mean? Go out and celebrate. Have a nice dinner.
And then I like the whole New Year's resolutions, although some guy wrote an ad because he's had, come break your New Year's resolutions with us. And it was like wings and beer and stuff. Yeah. So like on the second, but.
So did Dennis come up with his or Christy come up with hers?
You guys got a resolution?
I do.
All right, let's hear it.
My personal?
Yep.
So I'm going to practice being more mindfulness. So I practice being more grateful for what I have in the moment and where I am in life right now. And for just everything where I am, instead of like thinking back what happened or what could. I get like anxiety about a lot of things. I need to practice being more mindful of where I am now and what I've done and where I'm going to go.
Okay. That's great.
I have MapQuest for that.
What's that? No, I think it's really good. But here, our goals, though, they need to be what they're called, their SMART goals, and they're specific, which that's pretty specific, but it's got to be measurable. How are we going to measure that? Are we going to see I don't want to see a different Christy. I love you the way you are.
What is this, quantitative physics all of a sudden?
Well, no, but can I make a graph?
It's got to be attainable, realistic, timely.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so that's
there. What I had in mind. I just need to I need to work on that for myself.
We're trusting Todd on his with his knee rehab. Why can't you trust Christy on hers?
All right, so a daily gratitude list.
Yeah,
I like basically. It.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dennis.
What's the question again?
It's like a personal goal.
For me.
What's your favorite song you play?
What's your favorite glitter shade?
The next one.
I said the Billy Joel song, I Love You Just the Way You Are. That was in my head when you were saying that. But so for me, it's always continuing to just get a little bit better every day. I always talk about being in the moment and whatnot. Yeah. I always diffuse, like self-diffusing, you know, or facing humor type stuff. I'm pretty dry like that. But I always like to think about others, you know, what can you do for others? Mm-hmm. And you guys are great for that. This place is just an amazing energy, you know, what you guys do to help others, what you guys selflessly put so much energy and effort into helping others and whatnot. And that to me is very, I would almost say addicting. It's something I want to spend more time doing next year, and I want to thank you guys for helping steer my mindset that way for 2024.
Well, I got to tell you something. I got to give a big shout out to your mom.
Yeah. Thank you.
Those quilts that I brought to my veterans, they loved them so much you can't believe it. I mean, they absolutely couldn't believe it that somebody took the time and the expertise to create those things.
Thoughtful.
That is such a big thing for those guys, Dennis. I want your mom to know that. That's what awesome, she took brother. The time and the effort and the talent and the skill to create those for these guys, how much they appreciate that, you can't believe it.
I will share that with her.
Please do.
And I talked to her production manager, which is also my mom. And she said she's going to be making more red, white, and blue type of
awesome.
Theme things.
They'll love it.
because she just took whatever she could find and whatnot and make it happen, whatever. But she's going to be more
mindful.
Well,
we've given them all out, every single one.
I want to say to Mrs. Peters that I, the community shelter where we have people living there, and you know, they're just as important as anyone else. Their Christmas needs to be special too, right. And yeah, we put bows around some of those and gave those out. So, and they're very much appreciated. So tell your mom that.
I will do that, and I've got some more for you for the shelter too.
That's great.
Awesome. So, very cool.
So, all right, that's cool. So, those are really nice. Now, I think we have to redo our goals, John. Did you hear those? They're grateful.
Well, mine's a million steps.
Well, good for you.
I want to take a million steps this year.
It's only 2,700 a day. It sounds like a lot.
Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do that?
But anyway, that is a good one. Mine's
not accurate on anything in the world except that.
Yeah, me. And mine's to run a 10K.
Oh, wait. Dennis did his.
Did what?
Did you?
You did what? Your 10K?
What?
I used to do the Bellin every year.
The whole thing?
Wow. It's the 10K. Whole thing. Yeah.
Well, no, they've got different parts of the Bellin. Don't they have shorter routes?
They have a little bit. Yeah.
Oh.
I used to do that every year.
Me too.
That's one of my...
I thought you were looking at your steps.
Hey, and then
I was doing the math.
In the back of the truck, the camera.
2,700 plus that's steps a day for millions.
Yes.
John, I want you to keep in your phone.
I've got the little app.
I know, but I want to keep it accumulated.
It does. Actually, I got a new app for Christmas.
Okay.
That has it stored.
So it stores it.
I'll show it to you the whole time.
So that means...
He gets up to go in the bathroom. Jam.
June 26th, on our one-year anniversary, when we have the glam band and the ping pong ball drop and some very cool stuff on the city deck, you are going to show us your phone. It's going to be 500,000 steps.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
You can do it.
Right.
I like it. And I'll have... You know what? And the week before that, I'll have run the Bellin. Oh, so we are going to be like
amazing
brothers,
lean and mean,
right? We're going to be looking good.
Hey, shirtless
on the
listening,
oiled up.
That's a few years down the road. The other way,
we're behind you all the way, way behind.
But the community event, and I don't want to speak for anybody, but the WGBW Civic Media is with really John's leadership is going to do that whole pasty. Sale at the community shelter.
That's great.
We're going to take pre-orders. Yeah. We're going to make them as a team.
Yes.
And then we're going to sell them. People can buy them and they can pick up, you know, a dozen or two or three or whatever. And that's going to be a fun thing.
Don't
and the community people are going to be helping us too, the people living there. So they're very excited. So that's the community.
Dennis, Todd is going to show you a picture of Jim and I in the near future.
Jim and I? I'm a Pisces.
I was going to text you that
pretty
this
early
morning.
Pretty early to throw that one out there. Stop teasing.
I know, right?
Oh, that's what it is. I heard that on the way in. It's like, you got to be.
I haven't seen
look
it.
Look at that.
Wow. Texted.
We're not that far away,
Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, there's reasons that radio exists.
Not that much longer.
Is that Facebook, Todd?
This is a good one.
Not that much longer, right,
John,
boys?
That's right.
John, I think
let's get physical.
I think we have a legal challenge here.
We got some kind of a challenge. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Quickly here. Glam Band 2024.
Less shows. We're doing a few less shows this next year consciously. I'm bummed by it, but I want to keep on rocking and rolling while I still can. But, it's going to be a busy year doing a lot of the same things and then a few different things as well. I'm going to mix things up a little bit, change things up a little bit. We have to keep evolving. Though just a band, man. We're just having fun.
In Mexico.
That's true.
Oh, that's
one in Mexico in 3 weeks.
You guys are a huge, huge entity in the entire community. When you guys show up, the cool thing about you guys, you could say, I'm not going to the so-and-so picnic or church picnic. You guys do. And you guys put as much effort into that as you put in to performing at Epic in front of thousands upon thousands. You do the same at church picnics. I think that's amazing what you do and the money you have raised for so many communities.
I'm glad you said that too. That's something that really isn't talked about enough. A lot of the things that other bands do also that are part of it. But the bands just put out a lot of effort and energy to raise money for a lot of charity charitable events.
I hope everybody has that on their 2024 resolution.
Amen.
To do something
Amen.
For the community. And
absolutely.
It feels so good. It's not a selfish thing, right? Because you're giving to the community, but boy,
give
you
back.
Sleep good.
Nothing feels better. Exactly. Yeah.
Dennis, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Great having you here all the time. You're
God
the
bless
best.
You. God
Christy,
bless you.
Nice job. You. Happy New Year to all you guys.
Thank you so much.
Happy 6 months.
I know, right?
Happy 6 months. Time flies. We're having
it.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hope everybody has the safest New Year's Eve and the most fun ever. We'll be back on Tuesday. Okay. See ya.
All right. Happy New Year.
Broadcasting from the locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The death toll keeps rising after Russia launched the biggest air attack against Ukraine since the war started almost 2 years ago. It has